An interesting Indian tear club amidst the Ramban, Parshas Noach, notices something interesting, that in the kosher animals, we know that Noach had seven pairs of each min, and for the non-kosher animals, it was one pair. But we notice something interesting in the pasuk. When it comes to the first pier, whether it was non-kosher, kosher, the pasuk seems to say that they came on their own. Shnayim, shnayim, bo el Noach. When it comes to the kosher animals, the seven piers, which would mean the extra six, the pasuk says, tikach lecha, you should take it. You should take them. So the Ramban points out, first he says one thing, and then he sort of says something else. Pasuk Perigvav, Pasuk Chaf, Shnayim Mikol, Tavi El HaTeva L'Hachayos Itach. Hodiyo, Hashem let Moshe Noach know, Ki Me'atzmam Yavol L'Fanav Shnayim Shnayim. They will come on their own. V'lo Yitzterechu Gatzut Osam B'Harim V'Iyim. He won't have to hunt them down. Once they arrive at the Teva, then Noach's role would be to get them into the Teva. But to get to the Teva, that they'll come on their own. And that the Kachaya, that day of the Mabul, they suddenly all showed up. Then the Ramban continues, Acher Echein Tzivahu, Sheyikach Mikoa Behema HaTahora Shiva Shiva. He's referring to a pasuk a few pasukim later. Mikoa Behema HaTahora Tikach Lecha. Shiva Shiva. Ube'ela lo omar sheyavo elav. Ela shehu yikach osa. Here the pasuk emphasizes that Noach would actually take them. He'd track them down. What's the difference? So the Ramban first says as follows. Ki agoyim lihinotzel ulchayos lehem zera boi me'aleim. Those that are coming to be saved, not just short term, but long term, that there'll be a kiyum of that min through them, so they come on their own. That became their natural instinct that Kadosh Baruch Hu implanted in them, just like there's a survival instinct in general for animals. So specifically here, and the fact that the Mabul is coming, so the instinct translated into their naturally coming to the Teva. Avo haboim lehakriv olos. Why did you have seven pairs of the Torah animals? Because it was a carbon brought, and all the many different meaning of Torah animals sounds like not just those which are kosher for carbon for us, but any kosher animal got represented in Noach's carbon. So then, lo gaza sheyavo me'atzmam lishachet. Hashem did not decree in them the natural instinct to come to be slaughtered. Al kacham Noach. Ki atzavasho shiva shiva haysak de sheyucha Noach lehakriv mehem carbon. It's a fascinating idea in its own right. In other words, that the notion of a survival instinct, so Kadosh Baruch Hu created that notion in connection to the Teva, but to the extent that the animals are going to be shechted, even though that's a good thing in general, but Kadosh Baruch Hu did not create an instinct which is the opposite of the way that things are normally in the world, that there is a survival instinct, and not the opposite, not a death instinct. And therefore, true, they had to become karbanos, but that had to be Noach's effort to go bring them. They didn't come on their own. That's what the Ramban says initially. But a bit later, the Ramban seems to say a second svara. The pasuk says, "Shnayim, shnayim, bo el Noach, el hateva, zachar nekeva, kashet siva ukimes Noach." Perig. Zayin Pasuk Tes. Says the Ramban on that Pasuk. Baldaiti Shkein Haya Shabo Mikulan Bey Zachu Nekeva Me'asman V'Noach Hosif Lahavim Natahorim Shisha Zugos. So there were two of every animal, including the Torah animals, that came, and Noach added an additional six pairs for each of the minim of the Torah animals. Explains the Ramban, ki aboim lihinotzel, bo me'asman. which is sort of what he said before. Those which are coming to be saved, they came on their own. Continues the Ramban, Vasher Ritzorach Karban, those which were for purposes of being brought as a karban, Tarach the Mitzvah. Tarach the Mitzvah. Ki Keinem Alo. So it's a little bit mashma from the Ramban here, that there's another svar as well. Why, when it comes to the Torah animals, on top of the original pier, the first two, the additional six piers, Noach had to go himself to find them and bring them to the Teva, is part of the notion of Tircha b'mitzvah. Since this is the mitzvah to bring a carbon with them, so Hashem wanted Noach to have the Tircha to actually expend the energy to track down these animals and bring them to the Teva as well. Interesting. So I want to talk a bit about this notion of Tircha b'mitzvah. Let's see. Bamitzia Kuzai. We're going to see, right? Rav Darshan Zitsukim, Baruch Atabair, Baruch Atabasada, Baruch Atabarecha, Baruch Atabitseisacha. So one of the drushes that he has is Baruch Atabair, Shehe Beischa Samoch Beis HaKnesses. That your house should be next to shul. And he goes on with other psukim as well, the other expressions. On that, Rav Mar brings that Rav Yochanan disagreed. Rav Yochanan didn't darshan this way, that your house should be next to shul. Ella, Baruch HaTavir, Shei Beis HaKisei Samach HaShulchanecha. That's what that refers to. Avol Beis HaKnesses lo, Rav Yochanan l'tameh, Yochanan l'shitaso, the Amar Schar Psios Yesh. There's a special idea of Schar Psios, Schar for steps. What does that mean? Rashi sends us to a Gemara in Sota. Zot Rashi, Rav Yochanan l'tameh, the Amar Schar Sota Davchav Beis. Schar Psios Yesh, the Amar Lomadnu Yiras Chet Mipsula, the Kibbutz Schar Mi'almana. And what is it that we learn out? The notion of kibbutz schar from an almana. Sha'amra lo, an almana told of Yochanan, v'lo schar psius yesh, im yesh beis haknesses b'shchunasi, v'anid ba l'beis midrashecha l'spalel. She had a local shul, instead she went further away to Rav Yochanan's beis medrash to daven there. That's the Gemara in Sota. Let's take a look at that Gemara in Sota. And there's an interesting Rashi over there. Rav Yochanan said, "Lamadnu yiras chet nipsula v'kibbutz schar mi'almana." Yiras chet nipsula, that's one thing. And then kibbutz schar mi'almana, dehi almana dehavai beiknishta b'shivusa. There was a shul in her neighborhood. Kol yoma v'asya umatzla beimidrashi Rav Yochanan. She'd go every day to daven beis medrash of Rav Yochanan. Amar labiti lo beis haknesses b'shivuseich. Don't you have a shul in your neighborhood? Amr lei Rebbe, v'lo schar psius yeshli? Zot Rashi. Yeah. She expend effort more than necessary. She could have gone to the shul right near her house. So the idea of schar psios. Now, if I ask you right now a question, this idea of schar psios, is it something that exists for every mitzvah in the world, or is it more specific to certain types of mitzvahs? So here you have it in terms of Beis HaKnesses. What about Beis HaMedrash? What about other mitzvahs? If I expend effort, if I take more steps to go do a particular mitzvah. So Rashi's mashma, this is something in general. Lamadnu sheyatriach adam atzmo b'mitzvah l'kabel schar yosa. A person should put himself out for a mitzvah to get more schar. So you put more tircha, l'fum sarah agra, in other words, there's a notion of schar psius. This is Rav Yochanan, and that's Rav Yochanan Lishita, so that the Gemara brings on Rav Mitzia Kovzai. Interesting as well is in connection to our upcoming parasha, Parashas Lech Lecha. The Medrash brings Rashi alludes to it also. It says El Arta Shear Eka, Hashem didn't reveal the land to Avraham Avinu, and so too by the Akedah, Spincha Sichidcha Shear Hafta, extra expressions in the Tzivoy. So Rav Yochanan was dafka the one there that Darshan is quoted in the Medrash here. That Lama Lo Gila Lo, why didn't Hashem reveal to Avram where he's going? And so Yochanan who said that. So the idea that he'll get schar for every step. So I want to understand, where do we apply this idea of schar psia, schar psia? If you can go to a shul that's further, then there's more schar to take the extra steps. And also, what does it mean, schar psia? Let's say you ride to shul. Does that count? Or only if you walk to shul? It's interesting. Tshuva about this in the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Beis, Simen Yud Zayin. If it's Iyoe, Limsa, Imrecha, Lubeis HaKnesses, Litfila, Kishiyesh, Efsharut, Lelechet Shem, Ragli. Should you drive to shul if it's possible to walk to shul? Sounds as true. So in connection to this tshuva, he brings the Gemara Sotach of Beis, Kibbutz Char Me'almana, and he says, Inyan Zeh, Shal Schar Psiyos, Nistava, Debevade, Lo Mekaimim, Aidei Nesiyah Berechev. It's true that Rachov is like you're walking, but the tircha of Chatzias is only when you're walking, not when you're driving. And therefore, he says that you would be dafka better to walk to shul and not to drive and to go to the shul that's further away. Yeah, and he brings this also from the Ben Ishchai and Shut Torah Lishma. By the way, this. It's quoted by Halacha in the Magen Avram. It's not Stam Gemara and Agarita. Magen Avram in Hilchus Tfila, Simen Tzadi, Sifkat and Chav Beis, says the Magen Avram, based on the Gemara by Messiah Kuv Zayin that we saw. Beis HaKnesses rather should not be Samach Beischa. Then Yesh Beis Bate Knesses, Mitzvah Lelech Laracholka. Like we find by that Amana. Dischat Sif Yesh. So you want to know what the shul not to daven in? It's the shul that's closer to your house, right? So you pass by that shul, go to further away shul. It's an Indian. But so comes that question to the other, not the regel, wouldn't apply when it comes to riding. So what about other mitzvahs? One second. So the Maral has something to say about this in Derech Chaim, in his Perush on Pirkei Avos, and also in the Sivas Olam, another one of his sperm. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Arba Midas Bahochei Beis HaMedrash. There are different categories and different levels of schar for different aspects of people who go to Beis HaMedrash. Here we're talking about Talmud Torah. There's Holech Ve'ena Oseh, there's Oseh Ve'ena Holech, there's Holech Ve'oseh, and Holech Ve'oseh. Says the Mishnah, Holech Ve'ena Oseh, Schar Halicha Biyado. There's a notion of Schar Halicha. We call Schar Halicha in terms of coming to learn. So the Maral wonders, Schar licha biyado, maishna del gabi halicha beis hamedrash kamer schar halicha biyado misham mitzvahs. Shehaya lo lomar, gamkin, halach lasi staka velo asa. Let's say a person went to give staka and he didn't end up giving the staka. So say the same thing, schar licha biyado. So the Maral learns that apparently this inyan is schar licha specific to the notion of beis hamedrash and beis haknesses. He explains it his way. He says it over here that Sham Mitzvahs are unlike Torah. Torah is the notion of you're going to hear Torah from a Melamed, from a Rebbe. So you have to go there to hear the Torah. And therefore, the Halicha is a key part and parcel of the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is defined as having to go somewhere to learn. And the Golem Kom Torah. The Sham Mitzvahs, there's no notion of Schar Halicha. In Afilim Holech Liknos Lulav. You don't have a lulav, you go to the buy a lulav. So you have, there's no notion of schar halicha. But Torah, ikar haschol shel Torah tochel kabel me'acher. V'chein eitzel beis haknesses, amru, sotach habeis. Shemahorich habeis haknesses, yeh schar tzias. Ki dovez alam mitzvah, that you should go mimakomo to beis haknesses. It comes up in the gale, mashal, people want to have at a convenience, a minyan Friday night, let's say, in their house. So people at the black get together and have a minyan kabbalah shabbos. Chori, you lost out on this idea of Schat Shias. You should go to the shul to daven, as opposed to just, you know, out of convenience to make a minyan in the house. It says the Maharal, it's only specifically by Schar Alicha of Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses. He says a similar thing in the Sivas Olam, in the Siva Avoda Perek Hay. Here he says it slightly in a different way. The Rabbi Hartman, the bottom of the new Maharal, tries to work out that it really comes down to the same idea. But here the Maharal explains that the idea of Schar Alicha is because coming to shul to daven, coming to daven is a dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And dveikus is manifest in the halicha as well, because you're moving towards something. So that's also chelk of dveikus. I'm not sure exactly how to explain it, but you can look at the words of the Maharal and see how he puts it. That the more that there's a tenua, there's a movement toward that state of dveikus, so that's part of the definition of dveikus as well. So he says that's specific in terms of Beis HaKnesses, davening, and in terms of Beis HaMedrash. On the other hand, from the Lashon of Rashi that we saw in Sota Chavez, I would think maybe that it's a halacha not just for Beis HaKnesses. Again, Rashi's Lashon was Lamadnu, said Rashi, that a person should be Toreach the Mitzvah. Sheyetriach Adam Mashmo be Mitzvah, Tabus Chayoseh. So the notion is of Tircha in general. I also found an interesting thing in Rabbeinu B'chaya al Torah, Parshas Ekev. In the beginning of Parshas Ekev, Ekev Tishmo, and Ekev is the heel, has to do with walking. So he says in his introduction to the parsha, toward the end, the Od Yichod, he quotes a pasuk, Avona Keva Yesubeni, the sin of my heels is going to circle me. It means I have to be concerned with that. Shebola Hazir al Osa Mitzvahs Shuchai V'Solabahen Bein Psios Shel Mitzvah. It's referring to those mitzvahs that there's an inyan of psius, of steps, and he has examples. Kigon. And what does he say? Kigon. L'leches el beis ha-knesses, ule beis ha-medrash, so far exactly what we've seen, ule vakes ha-cholen, ule labas ha-samesin, ule nachim ha-velen. Ko ela mitzvah shel psius u'schoren gadol. So according to Mechaya, we can expand the idea of schat psius beyond beis ha-knesses, beis ha-medrash, to include these acts of chesed. That person is melaveh the mace. So this, the mitzvah, and I understand why, because the mitzvah is defined in terms of the steps. The being melaveh, that's the chesed of the mitzvah. So therefore the psius goes into the schar of the mitzvah. And so too, bikocholim, interesting, bikocholim, the effort, the visit, the going there, is schar psius. And also, nicham aveilim, he says as well, kol elo mitzvah shel psius u'scharan gadol. So, okay, so this is an interesting topic to think about. And the Ramban, back in the beginning that we've mentioned, is that Noach, Hashem wanted to have the tirch of the mitzvah. I just mentioned, to close, there's a Baditshiva Rebbe, the Kedushas Rebbe, right? The Hilge Baditshiva says of Shach in the Pasuk in Parshas Chayisar, that we know that when Eliezer came to meet at the well, the girl that would be the Basharat for Yitzchak, so it says, Vayaretza Eved Likrasa, he ran toward her. Rashi brings that the mayim, the water of the well, went up on its own to her. It's a miracle. So the Rabban explains, how do we know that this was so? Because it doesn't say that she had to draw the water. She just gave him the water. Forget the lashon of the pasuk. It doesn't say batishav. So the kasha is, if you look further in the parsha, it says afterwards when she gave water to him, batishav, she went, she did draw water. So how come the nes was only the first time? So I believe it's a Baditshiv Rebbe that says in Kedushas Levi that the first time she wasn't doing a mitzvah, she just didn't know that there was anyone to give water to. So therefore the nes was that the water came up. Once she's doing the mitzvah to give him water, then to the contrary, there the more schar, the more tircha, the more schar. Hashem didn't want her to have the miracle that she shouldn't have to bend down and actually draw the water. So see that this is an act of chesed, and the tircha was actually what was increasing the schar in the mitzvah. Say that. Okay, Tzvi, you had a question before.
When practically speaking, though, like there are many factors that go into choosing a shul or davening.
Yeah. Obviously, this is just one factor among others. Obviously, if the davening is more geschmack and they close the shul, I'm not saying to pass it over that shul. Look, there's also an inyan of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvah. You have to know how to balance it. The Gemara says in Menachos that when they're bringing the Omer, so they were to bring to the Kosa area. So you see that obviously you have to balance different svaras. It could be that if this is special in this chatzis, then maybe that's why you don't have imavin al mitzvahs. There's no in this chatzis per se, then dafka imavin al mitzvahs. But obviously, to the extent that the kol of beis haknesses has a maila over the further beis haknesses, obviously you wouldn't necessarily say this. But it's certainly something to consider. Let's imagine that they're equal, or let's imagine that sometimes you want to perhaps dive in the further beis haknesses. You can always add to the cheshbon, but I guess chatzis, get assuming you're walking, that is, like on Shabbos. Right. Yes, see ya.
I wonder if you see what around the way you pass the shul. Is it meaning because you pass it on your shul so that you should?
I don't. It's not called imavin al mitzvahs. Obviously, to the contrary, it's called chatzis to go to the further shul. What do you mean?
So now he'll extend the walk.
What do you mean? Extend the walk means to have more to I see. This is a shortcut. That's interesting. I was talking to my 8-year-old son about this the other day. So yeah, right. We decided to take not the shortcut short, but go a little bit, not the long cut either, but something a little less of a shortcut. So, and wanted to know why. So I said maybe because we get more schar. That's not so much going to a further way shul, though. That's the case in the Gemara was to go to a shul that's further away. You're saying to take a longer route. It could be the svar makes sense, though. Assuming you're not late, right? Yeah. Okay, Lisa, you have to consider a lot of different things. Ari, yeah.
In Monday, I can either walk to a shul, I can walk 2 minutes to a shul, I can drive about 10 or 12 minutes to another shul.
So the schar alicha sounds like schar tzius doesn't apply to riding, right? That's what it sounds like. That's what the tshuva, you can say, as a chel gibbeis and then your zayin says. And he brings from the Torah Lishma the same thing. Schar tzius doesn't apply to riding, it only applies to walking.
So some of my shul was speaking about this topic, like in the Gemara once.
Oh, okay.
He kind of suggested that, like, if you're driving to shul, so maybe don't park in the spot, like right in front of the shul, but park like a spot or two back, and then you have a little bit of walking. To, you know,
that
the
makes
shul.
Sense. That makes okay. Okay. All right, both sides.